Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks by the management. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, VP Operations. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gaurav.
Thank you. I'm Sushil Mehrotra. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to all at Dhampur Sugar Mills Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. First of all, I'd like to give you an update about the equity share buyback program of the company. As you are aware, that the board of directors had approved buyback of up to 10 lakh equity shares at a price not exceeding 300 rupees per share through tender offer route. The total size of buyback approved was 30 crores. The buyback commenced on 23rd January 2024 and closed on 30th January 2024. We received offers for over 73 lakh shares. As per terms of buyback, 10 lakh shares have been bought back, and paid-up capital of the company now stands at 65.38 crores rupees. The payout to the shareholders for the shares bought back has been done yesterday, that is 6th of February 2024. Now, coming to the key regulatory changes that impacted this quarter. As you are aware, that on 7th of December 2023, Department of Food and Public Distribution ordered all sugar mills to stop use of sugarcane juice or syrup and B-heavy molasses for production of ethanol with immediate effect. Then, on 18th of January 2024, Government of Uttar Pradesh announced increase of sugarcane SAP by 20 rupees per quintal for the sugar season  2023-24. The impact of the same has been considered by the company in the financials for December 2023 quarter. Let me now come to the quarterly performance and results. First, the operating numbers. In sugar segment, the company crushed 13.46 lakh tons of sugarcane in this quarter, versus 12.98 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year, an increase of about 4%. The company diverted 0.96 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through syrup, as against 2.41 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. The company stopped diverting sugarcane syrup for ethanol production pursuant to the order of 7th December 2023 from the Department of Food and Public Distribution. The gross recovery in this quarter stands at 11.01%, versus 11.34% in the corresponding quarter last year. On account of higher cane crush and discontinuing of diversion of syrup to ethanol, sugar production during the quarter is 1.29 lakh tons, versus 1.02 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter of FY23, an increase of nearly 26%. Sugar sale during the quarter stands at 0.25 lakh tons, versus 0.73 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. Average sugar realization in this quarter has been 39,236 rupees per ton, as against 35,332 per ton in the corresponding quarter last year. In ethanol segment, the production from syrup route is 64.46 lakh liters in this quarter, versus 166.30 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last year, lower by 61% approximately, which is primarily due to discontinuation of use of sugarcane juice for ethanol production as per government order. The ethanol production from B-heavy molasses is 174.01 lakh liters in this quarter, versus 73.66 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last year. The ethanol production from Danish food grain is 27.48 lakh liters and from maize is 29.02 lakh liters, aggregating to 56.50 lakh liters in this quarter. Our grain-based distillery produced 38.06 lakh liters ethanol in June to September 23 quarter. Total ethanol production from all feedstock is 294.97 lakh liters in this quarter versus 239.96 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last year, higher by about 23%. Sale of ethanol produced from syrup is 64.76 lakh liters in this quarter versus 157.53 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last year. From B-heavy molasses is 150.62 lakh liters in this quarter versus 75.80 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last year. Sale of ethanol produced from damaged food grain stands at 21.07 lakh liters and from maize 32.29 lakh liters, aggregating to 53.36 lakh liters in this quarter. In September 23 quarter, we sold 34.68 lakh liters ethanol produced from maize. The total ethanol sale from all feedstock is 268.69 lakh liters in this quarter versus 233.33 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last financial year, an increase of 15% approximately. Production of ethyl acetate has been 52.9 lakh kg versus 85.33 lakh kg, and the sale of ethyl acetate has been 52.44 versus 85.34 lakh kg as compared to corresponding quarter of last year. Now coming to potable spirits, the production has increased to 5.57 lakh cases from 4.46 lakh cases, and the sale has increased to 5.65 lakh cases from 4.43 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter last year. Now coming to the financial numbers of the company, profitability in the current quarter is down mainly due to the lower sugar sales quantity by 0.48 lakh tons. Sugar sales during the quarter has been 0.25 lakh tons versus 0.73 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter of last year. Revenue from operations during the quarter ended December 23 stands at 482.3 lakh crore rupees versus 643.5 crore rupees. EBITDA is at 69.5 crores versus 86.0 crores. And PBT is 47.5 crores versus 66.7 crores. Cash profit is 55.3 crores versus 68.7 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. The inventory valuation rate of sugar is rupees 35,182 per ton. Inventory of sugar as on 31st December 23 is 1.07 lakh tons as against 0.71 lakh tons as of 31st December 22. Let me now take you through the business-wise performance. On the revenue mix for the quarter, sugar has contributed 34.8% of the quarter revenue, which is down from 50.4% of the corresponding quarter last year. Ethanol is at 26.3%, up from 19%. Power is at 10.9%, again up from 8.4%. Revenue from chemicals is 6.8% as against 8.4%, and potable spirits is at 20.2% as against 13.1% in the corresponding quarter of last year. Our revenue from sugar business is rupees 233.4 crores as against 421.1 crores. From ethanol business is 176.3 crores versus 158.7 crores. From power business is 73.5 crores as against 70 crores in the corresponding quarter of last financial year. Revenue from chemical business is 46 crores versus 70.2 crores, and revenue from potable spirits is 135.4 crores versus 109.3 crores in the comparable quarter. But due to lower sugar sales, our sugar business has incurred a loss of 6.6 crores in the quarter as against profit of 15.7 crores in the corresponding quarter. The current quarter numbers are after considering the cane price hike. Profit from power business is 29.1 crores versus 24.6 crores. From ethanol business is 22.8 crores versus 35.9 crores. From chemical business is about rupees 1 crore versus 6.4 crores. And from potable spirits business, it is 1.8 crores against a loss of 0.8 crores. Now coming to consolidated results, revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 482.5 crores versus 642 crores. EBITDA is 69.7 crores versus 86.4 crores. PBT is 47.8 crores versus 67.1 crores. And PAT is 31.8 crores versus 646.4 crores. The cash profit on a consolidated basis is 55.5 crores versus 69.1 crores. So these are significant operating and financial numbers for the quarter. Thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Jill Thakkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know how much ethanol do we expect to produce in C-heavy, syrup and B-heavy in FY24-25? And also, what would be our selling price of the C-heavy ethanol and ENA?
So basically, obviously, it will be lower than what we had done last year. So on C-heavy, we will produce a bit more. For FY24, around 8 crores is the total sales that we plan to do for FY. That will be FY24-25 actually, because now we already, for Q3, Q4, it will be over. So our total sales still be at ethanol year, which is till 31st-10, will be about 8 crore liters. And the C-heavy price is 56, and the B-heavy and the syrup price, as of now, they have not set for the year 23-24, so we are still taking it to be the same as what it was for the year 22-23.
To the change in procurement policy that has been brought in?
Excuse me?
I need to say, what is the impact on the change in the procurement policy that has been announced by the government? What is the impact on our financials?
See, on the numbers as of now, it's still early days because we will be making more sugar. Earlier, we would have diverted more out of syrup or out of bee heavy. But now we're going to make more sugar for the year 24-25. So what will be the price of sugar that we derive out of that will impact the numbers for 24-25. We do believe that India still has stable amount of stock, so sugar prices should be healthy, because of which it's hard to say, but I think that we'll be able to compensate the loss that we have because of this change of policy vis-a-vis the more sugar that we'll make for the year 24-25.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. We have a question from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hello. Namaskar, sir. I really congratulate you for the fine performance put up. My worries are about the continuing rain in the North India and maybe in our field also. So can I firstly know what is the status of the crop in our command area, and if yields are okay or lower than last year?
Thank you, sir. Ye aapka bada achha hai prashn jo aapne pucha hai. So jo barish apne logon ki pehle hui thi jo June, July, August mein, that we know ki in North India, especially in the western part, was on the higher side. So because of that we had a bit of flooding, so yields are for surely slightly lower, but they are not that much lower than what we had expected. Secondly, as of now, also in the last about 2 weeks, we had some rains, but abhi, the rains have all stopped. There is sunlight which is out in all our, in both of our plants. So we are expecting that this rainfall will have a positive impact, the rainfall which happened in the last about 1 week. And now we are seeing that with the, so the, if we see that we are now having great sunlight in the day and it's and thand hai at night, so uska ek bada acha impact aayega. So I believe that the yield for surely are lower vis-a-vis last year as of now, but plant cane ki kya yield aati hai, that now we will see vis-a-vis this fresh range jo aayi hai.
Okay. So sir, crushing, in the last phone call you had mentioned that we will have less cane to crush in this season. So the position remains same or there is some change in that?
Right, sir. The, it stays the same because as you know that we had a new plant which came very close to our plant at Thampur, so which has taken away a part of our cane. Rajpura also, because of heavy rains and flooding, there we had an impact on yield. So yes, we for surely are expecting to crush lower than what we did in the year 22. By 23 ke saal se, hamara is saal cane crush total will be lower.
Can we quantify it right now, sir?
Sir, it's very hard to say. It will not have, I mean, there will be an impact. But again, as I said to you that, you know, with the cane crops, sir, after being in business for 28 years, till the last date, I can assure you that no one can give you an exact thing, but we will be poor, but we are hoping that we won't be that much lower than what we all will, that we were last year.
Sir, if I am not wrong, you had estimated that almost 30 lakh quintals of will not be available to us. And do I remember it rightly, sir?
Haan, sir. That is, sir, aapko sab cheez rehti hai yaad. That is what I said. We are still sticking to the same over vis-a-vis last year. And hopefully we'll be better than that. But that is the number that we have as of now.
Okay. One more thing, sir, if I am allowed. I learned from some other sources that there is a rot problem in this area of Bijnor and all that. So, I mean, we are not affected. Can I get an assurance that we are...
Thampur, if I see the area which had got into red rot is very, very small as of now, but yes, it has started impacting it and we've already made plans on that. We have a 5-year plan. Rajpura mein, the impact was slightly higher. Red rot ka. So, but plans have been made to make sure that those fields are taken away and new varieties of seeds are being planted as we speak. But yes, red rot in 238 has started. It's still very, very small, but it can catch really fast. So we have to make sure that we start to work, and we already started to work for it for the last about 2 saal. But ab agle 4 saal iske upar bahut mehnat honi hai. Because all the crop that we have, as you know, is all 238. So that has to be changed now.
Okay. One more thing I want to know, sir, that while the sugar season is on, we have set up a grain-based distillery also. So are we able to run it based on the grain availability like maize and rice grain, etc.?
Yes, sir. So our 100 KL grain plant has been on from the day it started. It is still on as we speak. But obviously because the grain and the maize prices, because the rice and the maize prices have all gone up, margins there are lower vis-a-vis what we were expecting earlier when we had put up the plant. But our plant is running at full.
Okay. As of now. And the maize prices have been, I mean, the ethanol maize from grain have been revised by some 6-7 rupees recently. So is it not helping, sir?
Sir, it has helped. But you know, what has also happened is that maize prices also gone up.
Are there
ethanol price upar aayi hai. But uske hisab se wo maize price bhi upar aa gayi.
Upar aa gayi. Sir, I mean, can we not What is our estimate about the grain prices in coming days? Are they likely to come down or they will remain here only for one more year?
Out here, this is a question which I've been asking my team with no answer, like no answer, because even for us, you know, this is a new trade hamare liye bhi.
Okay, okay. But I mean, if the grain, I mean, maize, etc. is being grown in our surrounding.
I don't believe the maize or the maize prices to be down very, very much. They might be down by 50 paisa ya 1 rupya, but I don't expect them to be down to the levels we also 2 years back.
Okay, so we are not making any money, or we are making thin money in grain distilleries?
Thin money, sir. Thin money. We are making money.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. You are very kind, sir, always. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, Avinash. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the prices, how they have behaved before the announcement of SAP over the last 3-4 months, and what are the exit prices as of this quarter ended 31st December, and the current prices, if you can comment, please. Thank you.
Are you talking about the price of
sugar prices, exactly sugar prices?
Okay. So our as of 31st 12 2023, our average price was 39.2. As of now, the present prices, which are hovering, is about 37.5 to 38.
Okay, so it has come down by rupee and a half.
About a, yes, that's right.
Okay,
but this is also expected, right? So this is, if you see, up till the time that, up till March, prices are always on the lower side, and this is not only for the year 24, but it's been for as many years. It is only after about April, May, the prices again start to go up.
So what is the expectation looking at the overall scenario, basis the crop expected and the whatever embargoes are there on export, etc.? What is your expectation?
I believe prices to be stable. They all should be in the range about 38 to 38.5 for the whole year.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thanks a lot for your answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, what is our recovery looking like, and sir, is it any better than last year?
No, it will not be better than. I mean, at Kanpur, we should be almost same as what we were last year, and at Rajpura, we should be about 0.2 lower than what we were last year.
So the reason would be red rot?
Yes, red rot and the heavy rains that we had in June, July. So these are the two main impacts that we've had.
Okay. And sir, what was our gross recovery last season?
Our gross recovery for the whole year?
It was 12.04 for the full financial year.
12.04. So we are expecting about 0.2% lesser.
Yes.
And sir, any other further capex plans that we might have, or any things that we are right now discussing at the board level or at the company level?
No, so there are no plans as of now. We are going to wait till about April once the plants will all close. After that only we'll think about any, because our plants are all pretty much geared up for the cane crush that we have. Even our capacity for the OMCs is all set. So we really do not need any real capex on both of the sides of sugar, chemical, ethanol as of now. So there is no major capex planned. But obviously we are studying about CBG, potash, all these things that, you know, we are thinking about. but we are still in a wait and watch mode, so no plans have been made. I think post about May is when we'll actually think with the board if there's any further CapEx that we really have to do for the year 24-25.
And sir, can you explain this compared biogas opportunity, like what is it like, and so like from the very scratch, like for the
no, so
see what we can do here.
Biogas is a great opportunity. The only issue is of offtake. Even though IOC and all of them have said yes, they will offtake it. The only issue is that as of now, we don't have pipelines which are running through our plants. And to put it into tankers and then to have it sent to the to IOC becomes extremely expensive. So that is the only challenge that we have. Otherwise, to make CBG is not that tough. We have a press mud from which we can make that, but we have to just wait and see as to how the offtake will really happen. So that is the only challenge, and I think then Government of India is aware of that, and they are trying to work with the OMCs as to how to solve the issue. And I do believe that in the next about 6 to 9 months, we'll have great answers for the same.
And sir, this press mud, sir, is generated in the sugar making or the ethanol process?
Sugar mill. So basically, after you crush, basically the mud which comes in the cane, that becomes press mud, which has got inherent qualities from which you can make biogas out of that.
Okay. Okay. What are your points? Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rudit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills, we would like to once again thank you all for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries you have, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.